But Chris Anstey is on the line. He's an Australian basketballing legend. He knows plenty about Olympic campaigns. 2000 and 2008, he was there, missed the 04 one in Athens with injury, but knows what it takes to win medals. That's what he does because he's a champ. And we're hoping the Boomers can do that again today against, well, not again, for the first time, against the US today in the semi-final. Looking forward to getting to the medal rounds. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. And, yeah, we woke up. It was one of those mornings you woke up and it's so exciting. It's nervous. It's just, I guess, cross your fingers when you've got no control and hope. It becomes one of those historical days for Australian basketball. And, you know what, it just, this group feels just a little bit different, and although it's the United States, we've proven we can beat them now. We've seen it in practice games. We haven't done it in a major event yet, but the sense of belief around the group is very high.
That does seem to be one of the keys, and I want to explore that a bit more with you shortly. Let's go back to yesterday, if we can, to finish off and sign off on the Opals campaign. It certainly didn't go to plan, even from the start, before they even started with the whole Liz Cambage situation. But they won one game through the tournament, the round-robin phase, and then were absolutely mauled by the US yesterday in their elimination game, the quarterfinal. The first 8 minutes, it was all over, Chris. What happened?
You've described it perfectly. The preparation was disjointed. We, you know, not only did we lose Liz, we brought three girls who were carrying injuries into camp, and even in the lead up to such an important event, we could only put nine players on the court at times. So it's very, very difficult to prepare all of your systems, especially when they're based around a person who's not there when you've only got nine players. So that put us behind the eight ball from the start. But they just didn't click. It was clunky. We didn't have the depth of talent. We got shown out against China. The world's been chasing the United States for a long time, but we've been closest. And the world's caught up to us. So we've got to make sure we go home, we lick our wounds, we reset. They're a great group of girls. We've got some great young talent coming through. So I think we finished probably where we should have based on form, but I guess disappointing, the US too good, but we look to the men now.
Well, let's do that because the boys have done a great job in their campaign so far. And you mentioned the warm-up tournament. We referenced that before where we beat them once or twice there because it was certainly a very exciting time. We took all before us in that warm-up tournament and we started to get excited about what this group could do. Have they delivered on what they showed in that tournament to this point?
Yeah, we have. Look, we beat them there. We beat them a couple of years back, if you recall, in the really big event at Marvel Stadium. Last two times we've played them, we've beaten them. Now, the USA's lineup changes all the time. They've got such great depth of talent. But, yeah, and the other thing about the USA is in any international event, they never come in full guns blazing. They come in and work their way into a tournament. They get used to the different type of basketball, the different FIBA rules, their different roles within the group, so they adjust. So the longer a tournament goes on, the better the United States gets. And any time you've got Kevin Durant, you've got Damian Lillard, you've got Devin Booker, you've got Bam Adebayo, you've got all of these NBA superstars, they're going to be very difficult to beat. But, you know, if there's an area of the game that does sit in our favour, it's that we're a little bit more accustomed to those FIBA rules. All five players tend to be a lot more active on the offensive end than what players in an NBA game are, and we hope that the USA struggles to defend that a little bit due to them being unaccustomed to doing so. But we need to beat them with all five guys at any given time. They're going to try to beat us with one or two guys at a time. We've got to take our chances. We've got to take our half chances. But if there's a group that can do it, we hope that it's this one, of course.
So I guess, Chris, I'll ask you actually, is there a balance between trying to win this match, but also that it's a bit of a free swing knowing that there's still a chance to win a medal if you don't win? So can they be a bit sort of more risky or sort of carefree a little bit with the approach to this match, if that makes sense?
I don't think that sits in the mentality of this group. They've publicly stated that they want to win a gold medal. And I'll tell you what, if they can get through this semi, they're every single chance.
Yeah.
So right now, I don't think so. Clearly, I mean, we're not stupid. We know and we would understand that if they weren't able to get past the United States, that would very, very quickly become their mindset. But until that's the case, I think that the eyes are on gold. Look, with everything we've seen, Paddy Mills, Joe Ingles, Matthew Dellavedova, these guys, another thing that gives me some confidence is the consistency of the group and the continuity that they've had with that core group of players, that if this is a close game, and we hope it to be, that they've got that shared experience. They've been through games like this before, and the United States haven't. They're a newer team. So we hope that that time under pressure together over the last 4 or 5 years and a couple of major campaigns will help their decision-making if this game gets close.
You mentioned then Paddy Mills. I'm interested in your thoughts on him as to, has he elevated his game to levels you haven't seen before, or do we appreciate him a little bit more these days?
I think we appreciate him a little bit more, and he's one of those superstars that's a great human being, so we have absolutely no problem jumping on his shoulders and following him. He's one of, you know, he's led the Olympic Games at scoring. He did that in London, to the best of my knowledge. What he does when he puts on that green and gold jersey, his role changes to what it is in the NBA, and he absolutely shoulders the scoring load for the Australian basketball team. And whether it's him scoring the ball or not, you know, his activity allows guys like Joe Ingles, allows guys like Nick Kay, and even Keith Kuybul, who's been an absolute revelation coming into this Boomers team, to get much better looks and higher percentage looks than what they would if Paddy Mills wasn't on the floor. So he's so important. You know, the tricky part for Brian Gorgeous and the coaching staff tonight, or this afternoon, I'm sorry, is going to be to get Paddy Mills, you know, rest at the end of the first quarter and into the start of the second, and not lose too much ground on the US, if any, because we're going to need him to have as much energy as he can down the stretch in the fourth quarter. So we hope that Paddy Mills stays on the floor. We hope in the foul trouble. And, yeah, maybe one of the pleasing signs as well is he hasn't actually shot the three ball great this tournament. He did in the first game. The second, I think he went 2-7. So if Paddy can catch fire a little bit against the USA, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of excitement in the basketball world right now.
We do love a bit of fire catching around here. Don't you worry about that, Chris. But the US can do that too. Is it KD or bust for them today?
You know what? At some level it is. He's so big and so long, and whether or not we start Jock Landale on him, I think Matisse Thybulle sees him for a little bit. But however great you defend Kevin Durant, he's probably the best player on the planet at being able to get that shot off anyway. So at some level, we've got to do the best we can to, you know, to lower his shooting percentages. And at some another level, maybe even hope at times that he misses a few, because he will shoot them. Damian Lillard will pull up from the car park and shoot his deep three from anywhere. So we need to minimise their shooting percentages. But yeah, Kevin Durant, as you say, is the guy who, no matter what the US are doing, you can put the ball in his hands. Whether you send a double team at him or not, he's going to take and oftentimes make his shot. So we'll do the best we can. It's a hard job. But defensively, I tell you what, Brian Gorgeous has got the group ticking over. So This is the acid test today.
It certainly is. We'll be watching with great interest and hoping like hell, with fingers crossed, as you said at the start, that we can get it done, the Boomers, and get themselves into a gold medal match at the Olympics. Good on you, Chris. I'm sure you'll be very stressed this afternoon, but enjoy the experience.
I will. Thanks, boys.